Steve and Jill here.
Happy Friday.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about fictional real estate passive income. What the hell is that, Steve?
I know, I'm kind of curious myself.
When's anything in your life ever worked out the way you wanted it to, with you being passive about it? I'll tell you what's going to happen if you're real passive in your marriage.
Passive.
How about raising kids? No, I just...
Well, we know those people.
Well, those kids will figure it out on their own.
We know those people. I want to be those people, man. I'd like to be a passive
parent. How about school?
Parent. I'm going to do passive parent of the year. I'm going to get a shirt that says that.
How about school? You just sit in the back, chill out, hand in your homework once in a while.
Yeah.
Nah, just do that.
Oh, it sure sounds good, though.
This word passive. This word passive is very... there's probably some places in the planet that it's appropriate to be passive, like if you're a monk, let's say. But outside of that...
You can't be a passive monk. Well, how can you be a passive monk? Like, I'm only going to talk when I feel like it? You can't be a passive monk.
You're right.
Even.
You're right.
You still got to commit to that.
So, it's official. There's no reason to be passive about anything. Before we get into the show, even further than that, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Brandon asks, has anyone sent a bunch of micro mailers in one mailer? How do you go through the data? I'm finding a bunch of small subdivisions that need to be priced differently than the next subdivision over. Each little subdivision or area is about 400 mailers, so not enough to send on its own. And it would take way too much time to do one for each area.
Ding, ding.
Is there an easy way to do this? Do I just need to pull the data for each little area and put it into a spreadsheet and then keep adding an area to the list and then price it all accordingly and then send out one big mailer? It's the consistency that's killing me. In some areas, 1 acre is selling for $10,000. And then one hill over, 1 acre is selling for $50,000. So I don't want to price them all the same.
This is a PhD or possibly a master's degree level question about offer campaigns and manipulating data to send offers to owners. It's my favorite kind of question. And if I had a class, if I had to teach a class every Wednesday or something like that, I would love to have you in my class because this kind of stuff is what I personally go through at this level in my career. Just about every mailer, if not every single mailer that I send out, is what you're calling a micro mailer, which is funny because that's what I call it. It's a collection of micro mailers. So here's what I do. I take these 9 or 10 or so areas that I have identified as working, and it usually comes from the red, green, yellow test in House Academy or in Land Academy 2.0. And I start a master spreadsheet, and I'll put all the raw data for each of the 10 in one big spreadsheet, and I'll label them as such. So I'll label them as some unique identifier. For sake of argument for this, I'll say section 1 is number 1, section 2 is number 2, and on and on and on in a control column, control number, and hard code it. Then I go through all the motions that I would as if the whole thing was one single mailer. So you don't have to do it 10 times, you only have to do it once until I get to pricing. Then I separate them back out. I look at section 1, price it the way I should. Section 2, price it how you usually price it, and on and on and on. And it'll save you, 80 to 90% of the time that it would to do 10 micro mailers. Here's the benefit of doing a separated mailer like this or a micro mailer. You're diversifying the risks because when you send all of it to one place, you could have missed something. You could have missed the pricing. You could have missed the fact that the place just burned down 2 months ago. There's a lot of stuff. It's a common sense diversification concept, Just keep it diversified. So I've never had a bad experience doing micro mailers like this. We do them upwards to 50,000 units at a time now and separate them out like that. So I've just recently started doing this probably 2 years ago. So I don't know where this comes from, if it was just your idea or if it was like through osmosis from these shows or our live events or I'm not sure where this all comes from, but it's approaching brilliance.
Ditto.
sometimes I go off like that and I look at the timer and I'm like, wow, that was 20 minutes. And this time was only 5, so that's not that bad.
I was trying not to yawn. I'm sorry.
Really?
I think I held one back.
Oh, man, sorry.
Sorry, babe. No, it was perfect. It's just perfect.
Today's topic, fictional real estate passive income. This is the meat of the show.
I like your rant earlier. That was pretty funny. On what planet, you know, or what occupation or can you be passive about anything and have it really work out? Even the passive income thing. I mean, you still got to do stuff.
Why do you want passive income anyway? Here's an example of passive income. We have a colleague, an internet colleague, he's not in our group, who tested these places where you can put $1,000 in to a real estate investment thing and then showed us a screen a year later and he made 8%. And everybody else piped in and said 6%, 6%, 5%, 9%, 8%. And so that's passive income.
Right.
Is that what you want? I mean, he made $80. He put $1,000 in and made $80.
Right.
I don't want that.
I don't want that.
I want to put $1,000 in and the next day make $2,000. And then now there's $2,000 and the next week make $8,000.
It's true.
And on and on, and I'm happy to work for it. You know, I don't want to sit around and twiddle my thumbs and I don't know, what would I do? Have a regular job then?
That's a good point. It's a very good point.
So this whole notion of buying a piece of property and reselling it in a passive manner, even if you sell it on terms, like we teach in the cash flow from land program, there's nothing passive about that. Ask her.
There's work involved.
Those people need maintenance.
They do. Every month there's something. Yeah. Payments get missed. You can't find them. Something got goofed up. You know, it's true.
So in the House Academy show this week, we talk about why the landlord model fails. Mm. And it's this different, what we're talking about, this is the land version of that.
Right.
If you go into anything with any concept of passive, it's not gonna work. You need to go into everything that you wanna do and take it seriously,
right,
with this sentence in your head. Whatever it takes, I'm gonna do it to get this done.
Ding, ding.
My dad used to say this. Of all the crazy stuff my dad used to say, he was right about this one thing. If it's worth doing, then do it. What he meant is, if it's not worth doing, don't do it. But if you're going to do it, do it.
Isn't it if it's worth doing, it's worth doing well?
No, I don't know. That was his.
That's what I heard.
That's your twist on it.
Oh, okay.
If it's worth doing, do it. And I like it that way better, actually.
I like doing it well. Show up.
Yeah.
Show up.
Yeah, if you're going to do it, really do it. I mean.
Well, you know what bums me? As I'm thinking about this topic and this title, when I think of fictional real estate passive income, it's just like people walk around thinking you can be an investor, you can do everything, and just kick back. You just, do 3 easy steps and then just sit back and let the money roll in. Like, what the heck? You know? I'm like, are you really, you know, do you really think that? I mean, and why are you telling people that? Because that's not true. That's the whole thing. It is fictional. Good topic. Now that I really, you know, get to dive into this, there's nothing passive about anything.
10 minutes later, she's like, because this is how it starts before the show, when all the cameras are off and stuff. It's not a good topic. That's not what she says.
I did not say that. I said nothing, but I will say this. I went into the show with 0 notes. I drew an arrow.
Yeah.
I drew an arrow on my piece of paper. And then below where my arrow is, it's like right here, right there. I got nothing. There's nothing. I have nothing to add. I don't know what to say. So that's so darn funny.
I mean, I didn't think of it until we started the show either, that there's nothing that I do in a passive manner.
Oh my gosh, you're the opposite of passive.
Yeah.
That's what's so funny. So fictional real estate passive income. So get that out of your head. That's not possible. What you should be thinking of is, all right, now I got 10 down. How can I do 20 and do them better and faster? That's the mentality you should have. Not like, hey, how can I get somebody else doing my job for me and I do nothing? No, you should be really up in your game.
Actually, I was going to end on that.
Sorry.
Here's the way that I think, just from operating a company. You know, if you can picture a hub with a spoke, like an old, wooden wagon, and you're the hub, and all these spokes are going out, and at the end of the spoke, there's a person that's running everything. So one of those, each one of those spokes is, let's say, a real estate deal or a real estate line of business or a company or like a manufacturing company. And if you've got somebody who is truly taking full responsibility, in fact, maybe they're a partner on it, partner on the deal, a partner in the company, or the partner in a line of business. Let's say for in our world, it might be, this is real for us. We're the hub. We have lots of rural vacant land people that we do deals with. We have mm-hmm. lots of people that we do, well, one person in particular that we do mobile home transactions with. We have one person that is now, we're opening a new line of business for adverse possession. And that person takes full responsibility and they come to us and say, because we're funding it and we locate the deals and we really truly provide a tremendous amount of value. That's as close as passive that I can think of. And it's still not passive. There's still issues that come up. There's always, like in a line of business like that, there's always one deal or one vendor that requires your involvement. You know, and that's kind of in our heads. Like if we just said, hey, the buck stops with you, figure it out, we could do that. Mm-hmm. In fact, there are some managers who do that. So that's as passive as it gets, but I'll tell you, it doesn't start from day one like that.
No.
You know, that, and I wouldn't even call it passive, I would call it a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe a silent partnership, or silent works better than passive. Passive, you know, there's this whole cult-like thing on the internet about the word passive income.
Know.
If you type in passive income, there's these gurus
that come up
on the internet that are teaching this, you know, and it all starts with a Ferrari and all this other stupid stuff, just like Jill said. It's just all fiction.
Yeah. They're really working at it, and you need to also. Seriously.
Join us next time for another interesting episode. I missed it.
That's okay.
Thanks for spending some time with us today.
And by the way, next time with our interesting episode, we will also answer your questions that are posted on our online community at landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
I should say that more often than that. Just so you know, if you're listening to the show and you have a question you want to ask us, throw it in there and even just say, hey guys, I listen to your podcast. I'm not in your group, but you always answer a question. Hey, will you pick mine? Or
that's great. I would love that.
Let
actually.
Us know where you found us, you know, and you want us to address something, and man, we will.
Hashtag podcast.
That would be cool. Thank you. And then also, don't forget, we have a special going on right now with Land Academy. So check it out at landacademy.com. It is free. It is not free, but it's awesome. Wherever you're watching or wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.